We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin, along with Greg Pickle. And quarter number four is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Are you ready for what grinds Greg's gears?
I am. I hope you have a few things to throw in there as well, Jim.
Oh, when it comes to time to bitch, I am all lined up and ready to go.
Perfect.
I'll tell you what led to this, Greg. Last week, you and I could have filled a whole hour show complaining about traffic.
Yes.
Coming to the studio.
Yes.
And I began to realize that we were both very good at this. So we put together a segment called What Grinds My Gears. If you watch Family Guy TV show, you'll know what it's about. It's if you got a complaint, this is the time to bring it up. You want to look? I'm going to start you off. I'm going to lob you a softball, and you take it and run. Here's the first item on my list. Would you please finish a game, Penn State? And even though they won the last two games, they tried hard to lose those in the end. Go ahead, Greg.
No, I know, and I think that a lot of Penn State fans out there, there seems to be some folks who believe Penn State won the game, and there's some folks who think that Iowa lost the game. And wherever you fall on that, I understand. But it's certainly a point in time now where Penn State deserves some criticism, some praise for ending this game. And now, again, you can say that Iowa lost it at the end more than Penn State won it. But guess what? The last two losses, Nick Scott, no one on the defense made a play like Nick Scott did. This time around, they got a guy to make a play, but they still could not, finish out the game on offense and dictate terms the way they wanted to, get first downs. It's a problem, Jim. At this point, I'm resigned to thinking it's not going to be corrected.
Okay. So I brought that one up. You're allowed to bring one up yourself.
Here. Yeah, I mean, I think if we're going to stay in the realm of on-field complaints, at least for the time being, the way they do TV timeouts anymore just drives me crazy. I understand that commercials are the way that, the schools obviously bring in a lot of revenue for the schools, and some of that, trickles down to the players, whether it's enough is another conversation, but man, every time it feels like their game's finally got some flow to it and that things are kind of moving along, boom, TV timeout, and it just slows everything down. So it feels like there's more in the college game, too, than in the NFL. I could be wrong about that, but it would just be I understand there's some points in the game where they're kind of consistent with them and some points where they just, go to a commercial break during a challenge, and then they announce the challenge result, and they have to wait 2.5 more minutes before things get back to action. I think there needs to be more standard with that moving forward.
I had somewhere the time of game, I think it was what, like 3:45?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
That's got to be commercials adding to that time. Well, as long as we're going to hit on TV coverage, I'm going to go that route also.
Okay.
Sideline reporters.
Yes.
Coach, what do you need to win doing the second half? Well, we need to not turn the ball over. Our offense needs to score more points, and defense needs to prevent points.
Right.
Why do they even bother?
No, I know. It's just now I don't hear most of these, but another one that always bugs me too is that, we didn't really. So I quickly got to at the end of the half. I quickly ran to the part of the Beaver Stadium press box where they have the TV, so you could actually hear what James Franklin was saying to Todd McShay about the Trace McSorley injury. And you know what? If you're going to be down there and you're going to waste the head coach's time, just ask him. Just say, hey, Coach, you think McSorley's? Instead of the question with something like, "Oh, I don't know. How are you gonna balance the quarterbacks in the second half?" There is no balance. Trace McSorley can play, he's gonna play. If he can't play, he's not gonna play. It's not gonna be a balance. There's not gonna be back and forth. So just ask him. Come out and ask him. Just get it over with. If he doesn't want to answer it, that's fine. But at least you can say ask him.
You did your job. And by the way, I know what the topic is here. We're complaining, but I will give McShay this. Before the start of the second half, he went right over to McSorley himself,
right,
and asked him. And, of course, Trace said, "I'm going to play." So
right.
So that he did get that scoop, if you will, during halftime. But overall, the questions are inane. The coaches, their answers are worse than the questions. Just why don't you go to a commercial and get the commercials out of the way
right.
so you don't have to run them during the game.
All Perfect.
Right. What else you got?
Construction, Jim. We can go back this route based off of everything you dealt with last week. It just feels like that sometimes they forget. Now, I will give the folks credit that you know, a lot of the state college construction has been stopped, or at the very least, they've done the best they can to really make it as easy as possible for fans and everybody else to get to Beaver Stadium. But, oh, man, what a project they have going on up there. It's going to be a problem for another couple of years, and I understand that it's going to make things better for in the long run. But, whew, it's going to take a while. And then there's all those little spots along the way that, you know, you just think to yourself, man, could they really have picked – could they have done this next week when Penn State's away and there's not, you know, 107,000 people coming to State College?
So you drive up from Harrisburg, so it's the 322 route that you take, right?
Yeah.
And a lot, and that's what you're talking about. Greg, you're a young man now. By the time they're done, you won't be so young. All right. I'm going to get back at least onto the field. And one of my all-time pet peeves is the way they do the playoffs. And I keep arguing for 8 teams. And it's not because I want 8 teams. It's because I want conference winners. And if you have 5 major conferences, you need to have at least 5 teams and the ability for Central Florida, you know, the group of 6 or whatever it's called. But and we talked about this earlier in the week when you have situations where winning the Alabama doesn't have to win the conference championship. Last year they lost to Auburn.
Right.
Didn't matter. They still go. This year I believe they're going to beat LSU, but it actually could be in their best interest to lose that game.
Right.
They'll have one loss, and they'll still make the playoffs.
Exactly.
And I can't see how people can't see that.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm right there with you, Jim. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I don't know if 8's the right number. I propone the 6, but at the end of the day, you know, I could go with 4. I could go with 6. I think I made a case a couple weeks ago to stay at 4. But, you know, I got some feedback from some folks after that show that, you know, really made me think a little bit more about whether 6 or 8's right. One thing I can't stand, though, is the people clamoring for the group of 5 to get a spot. I'm sorry, but they don't. Look at who these teams are playing. You know what? If you want to play big boy football and you want to get into the college football playoff and you want to get to the point where you feel like you should be, you belong in that conversation, then find another conference. There's all these conferences want to expand. All these conferences are looking into adding more footprints for TV networks and all that. So if you want to play at that level, then join one of the Power 5 conferences. Until then, you're the group of 5. You're not getting into the college football playoff.
Or at the very least, if you can't get into a Power 5 conference, hey, play one and dones on the road. If you take your 4 out-of-conference games and play against major teams, you know what? Every team in a Power 5 conference has to play 4 games on the road.
Right.
Power 5. You go do it. So, good call there, Greg. All right, it's your turn.
Well, I thought that one was one of my better ones at this point in time. The 6-day TV window is something that's topical this week because Penn State and Wisconsin will not see their kick time announced until next Saturday. And I understand that TV networks do that because they pay a lot of money for the inventory of course, which is the games. And they want to, you know, get the best matchups in the best TV spots. But if you're a fan out there and you're saying, oh, I'd really like to go to that Wisconsin game next week, but you know, I don't want to go if it's noon because I don't want to get up at 6 in the morning, or maybe the other way around. I don't want to go if it's 3:30 because I won't get home until 11 o'clock. And now all the people that want to maybe go to that game have to wait because the TV network won't announce the kickoff time until 6 days before the game. So I would love to see that in the next round of negotiations, get rid of that. We end up getting a lot of questions each week about when's the game going to start. What do you think? Do you think this? Do you think that? I kind of like to see it maybe set up like the NFL. And I know there's more windows, which would make it tough. But before the season starts, just give everybody an idea. And if you want to flex games and do it like the NFL does, where you can flex like in November maybe, okay, or the end of October, fine. If you want to say a game's going to be at 3:30 and then you didn't realize it was going to be 2 top 10 teams and you want to make it 8 o'clock, go ahead. But give the fans an idea of when they're going to be going to the game, because otherwise you're sitting around waiting for, and you just, you know, it does nobody any good.
That's an excellent one, Greg. And the fact is, they pretty much know right. what the big games are, what the better games are. You know going in. If they don't know, just ask us. We'll tell them.
That's right.
And it isn't that complicated. It's not that difficult. And they do owe it to their fans who drive a lot of hours to get there and are looking to make plans. So I think that's a great call. You are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show coming from the Labatt Blue Studio. And quarter number four is brought to you by Labatt Blue and a Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Now, here is my other pet peeve with the TV networks is these guys, I know they interview coaches before the game, but they have their notes. They have their storylines that they can't wait to get out there, mm-hmm. and they will just slaughter you with them. They were so determined. The kid from Iowa who returned the pass, the interception for a touchdown, is a Pennsylvania kid who wanted to go to Penn State. They were dying to get that storyline yep. in. They couldn't until then, so he got beat, so they bring the story up. Mm-hmm. Then the next series, guess what? He makes the interception. Uh-oh, he's in my notes for this. I got to do the story again.
Yep.
KJ Hamler's mother did a rap for him on his birthday. Every game now we're going to have – hey, she did a great job. It was fantastic. I don't need the story every week.
Right. One of the things that I think drives a lot of fans nuts when it comes to broadcasters and even us to an extent is that, yeah, you get in these lines of thought where you are going to talk about X, Y, and Z, and no matter what, you're going to talk about X, Y, and Z. But sort of the playoff of that, the one thing that grinds my gears, Jim, is when there's these big stories and big to-do about this Pennsylvania kid, Penn State didn't get him, or vice versa. This Michigan kid, Penn State didn't get him, or Michigan didn't get him. Well, you know what? You're not going to get every single kid in your home state. You're not. Sometimes you're going to offer them, and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're going to want them, and sometimes you're not going to think there was an offer. It's an evaluation made by guys that have been doing this a really long time. It does not need to be a talking point every single week of, this week it'll be, LaVert Hill, Penn State didn't get him. KJ Hamler, Michigan didn't get him. And it doesn't need to be brought up over and over and over again.
And by the way, the kid from Iowa, they were talking in terms of, till Iowa came along, he only had small school offers.
Right.
So it's not like, gee, Penn State made this terrible mistake right. in overlooking this guy. So did everybody else. He just happened to end up at Iowa. So, all right, that concludes our What Grinds My Gear segment. What do you think, Greg? You got it off your chest? You feel
better? That's right. I feel better.
We'll do this again?
Yes.
All right. You could count on it. Love it. All right. That's it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
And Dustin will be back next week. We'll see you then.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.